When the Bible talks about believing, it's not talking about a general abstract notion that everything will work out well for you in the end if you just have faith that it will. The Bible never speaks of a vague, hope for the best type of belief. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. John has a very pointed evangelistic purpose he wants to accomplish with this gospel. We remember what it says at the end of the book. Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Now watch this. John's not trying to convince Jews that there will be a Christ or a Messiah. They already believe that. The Jews were waiting for the coming of the Messiah. John was writing to convince his readers that Jesus was that Messiah prophesied by the Old Testament prophets. But to understand even further, we need to know something about the prophesied Messiah. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that every person that's saved must be versed in Old Testament literature, but it does mean that when we present Jesus, we must present him in a certain light. Jesus is not just some man walking the streets doing some cool tricks, handing out fire insurance. The Messiah, the Anointed One, was specially chosen by God to reign and rule over God's kingdom forever. He would be a righteous king and endowed with the Spirit of God to do incredible signs. The most incredible, as told by Isaiah 53, is the carrying on him the sin of people like you and me, and then rising from death back to life. So the Jews were waiting for this type of Messiah. And some of their hopes in the coming Messiah were a little skewed, but nonetheless, they were looking for a king to reign and rule and lead them. And John is saying that Jesus is that Messiah, the king, that ruler. So when we talk about believing in Jesus, that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about simply believing in the facts of history, although you must. But we are believing that Jesus is a certain type of person. The God-man, the Savior, the King, the Lord. And this is what John has been saying in John 3, 14, 15, and 16, that the Son of Man must be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. This is Jesus. He must be exalted. He must be lifted up. But as we continue through this gospel, we will see that this exaltation happens in a very literal lifting up, by being lifted up on the cross. So when the Bible speaks of having faith, it means that faith must have an object. And biblical faith always has the object of Jesus and what we believe about him. Biblical faith grabs hold of this Jesus. Biblical faith is when you actively put your confidence in the truth that Jesus is who he says he is and that his work accomplished what he said it would accomplish. He is the sacrifice for sin, received the punishment for sin on behalf of believers, and then conquered the penalty of sin by rising from the dead so that all who believe that would have his eternal life. Today, please pray for Jeremiah Shetty and his family, our missionaries in India. And also remember the Cebuano LifeWord broadcast that's heard in the Philippines.